listening to Fearless Broadcasting, brought to you by the members of 12160.org.
You're listening to Fearless Broadcasting, brought to you by members of 12160.org. More information can be found at fearlessbroadcasting.info. Wayne Manson Saturday down with Russia Today to discuss false flag events and Yemen. This is what was said.
But first, media reports in the U.S. claim that Washington may have known about an attempt to blow up an American airliner on Christmas Day. The 23-year-old Nigerian, who'd passed through security at Lagos and Amsterdam, had concealed explosives and was being watched by intelligence services in several countries. For more on this now, we turn to RT's Priya Shrida in our Washington, D.C. bureau. Hello, Priya. Tell us, what's the evidence that the government knew that an attack was being planned?
Well, Matt, there have been several reports that have raised eyebrows here in the United States, including one that CIA officials had prepared a report about the suspect after his father had gone to the American embassy in Nigeria and expressed his concerns about his son. And joining me to help talk about this is RT contributor and investigative journalist Wayne Matson. Wayne, thanks so much for joining me. So first of all, we know that the suspect had also been in Yemen right before the attacks, and we had heard about the United States being involved in a civil war in Yemen, and now recently after these attacks, it seems like several politicians in Washington are saying that we should boost our efforts in Yemen. I mean, it seems kind of like a lucky coincidence, right?
Well, not only are they calling for increased U.S. military presence in Yemen, and the timing of this underwear bombing incident is very strange, but also there's calls for increased U.S. activity against al-Qaeda in West Africa. This individual, Mr. Mutalab, was from Nigeria. His father had gone to the American embassy in Abuja on November 19th and said, look, my son's being radicalized. I think he's a security threat. The embassy sent what's called a Visa Viper cable to the State Department and the National Counterterrorism Center that's run by the Director of National Intelligence. Nothing was done. He did not go from the Tide terrorist database, which contains 500,000 names, to the no-fly list. I think it's a little bit more than somebody just dropping the ball. This wasn't supposed to happen, of course, after 9/11 and the fixes to the U.S. intelligence community.
And so why did this happen? Why wasn't anything done?
Well, I think it's a classic false flag operation. This individual, Mutalab, his father is a very wealthy Nigerian businessman with strong connections to the president of Nigeria, to top leadership in northern Nigeria, where the Islamic people live in that country. The chances that this individual was not known about are very, very slim. Now we have documentation of reports being sent from the U.S. Embassy in Abuja, Nigeria. We also know that the ticket was a two-way ticket. It was not one-way as being pushed by some media operations in the United States. It was bought in Accra, Ghana with cash. It was changed at the KLM office in Lagos, Nigeria later. He was supposed to fly back from Detroit through Schiphol in Amsterdam to Accra, but they changed the final destination to Lagos. I would also point out that the security company at Schiphol Airport is ICTS, which is a Israeli-owned firm. They were the same firm that allowed Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, to board the flight, the American Airlines flight to Miami. Same explosive material was found in his shoes as was found in Mr. Mutalab's underwear.
So, I mean, are you saying that the American officials didn't take these threats seriously, or could it be something a little bit more sinister?
I think not only they didn't take the threats seriously, they ignored the threats on purpose. Obviously, this, we had a lot of people sitting at home over the Christmas holidays, families gather around a television set, another terror attack, huge problems for travel now. We're being told what people have to submit now to millimeter wave scanners, which will look under your clothing, provide an image of basically what's a naked body. This is what's being pushed. This is basically Patriot Act plus, Patriot Act 3.0, if you will, after the Patriot Act 2 changes. Some elements of the Patriot Act were allowed to lapse. This, of course, will ensure that all those Patriot Act provisions will be continued by the U.S. government.
Well, as these attacks continue to be investigated, there are sure going to be many questions that have to be answered. But for now, it's going to be it's back to you guys in Moscow.
Thank you very much. RT's Priya Shrida and her guest, investigative journalist Wayne Madsen.
So there you have it, more war and tyranny coming via false flag events. You have been listening to fearlessbroadcasting.info, brought to you by members of 12160.org. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Fearless Broadcasting, brought to you by members of 12160.org.